As I foreshadowed on last week's show, as well as on the 4CA Facebook page, Cairns has surpassed a very grim milestone in the last few days. Over 1,000 vehicles have been stolen in our city so far this year, and we're only just at the start of October. Extraordinary, frightening numbers, over 1,000 cars stolen already this year. You go back 5 or 6 years, whatever it is, and were there about 600 cars stolen, which of course is still a lot, but we're getting very close to doubling what those stats were not too long ago. I mean, just extraordinary stuff. Of course, it's not just up to the state government to address it, but the state government has the role of leading things like law and order, like the court system, like youth justice, like child services as well. So the state government, more than any other level of government, absolutely needs to take a lead here. A lot of criticism you would have seen in the media, social media as well. Citizens now effectively taking it upon themselves to do what they can to try and tackle this entrenched problem, this really out of control problem. Lots of concern about that, though. Talk of vigilante action. Police obviously are not keen to see that at all, but that's what people have been driven to. And a lot of that, for me, is caused by the vacuum of real action, of taking this issue seriously, the seriousness that it warrants, by the state government. As you, again, might recall from recent shows, I've been trying to get Member for Cairns, Michael Healy, on the show just to talk about some of these issues. The Youth Justice Minister, Leanne Lynard, has been on the show in recent months. I thought that was a great chat with her. Unfortunately, Michael Healy, again, refused to be on the show. However, I did put some questions to him certainly last week about this issue and about those helicopters that we're seeing in the skies. I mean, it's hard to believe. It's almost like being downtown Los Angeles compared to suburban Cairns, but that's where we're at, those choppers up in the sky. I just asked some questions of Michael Healy and the government. How much is it costing? How much are we as taxpayers spending on these helicopters? I mean, you can imagine how much it costs the government to hire these choppers out, to extraordinary costs. He hasn't come back to me on that, unfortunately, so I'll keep chasing. He hasn't been able to answer how much it's costing us as taxpayers, but he did send through a fairly lengthy response, which we do appreciate. Some of his words here, he's saying, quote, crime is an issue in all metropolitan cities around the world. Cairns is no exception. Well, that's certainly true, Michael. However, we are in Cairns. We're dealing with it right here, right now. We don't really want to hear that it's a problem around the globe. Perhaps those other jurisdictions are tackling it in their own way. We want to know what is happening to tackle the problem here in North Queensland. He says, the Queensland Police Service is absolutely committed to ensuring the safety of Cairns and far North Queensland. Yes, we do know that. We absolutely know that. We commend our police. In fact, the issue, from my point of view anyway, isn't to do with the police. They do an incredible job, a very, very tough job that they have indeed. The problem goes far beyond what the police are doing on the front line. Surely we recognise that now. He's saying here, goes on to say, the Palaszczuk government has made a record investment in resources to ensure our police are equipped to tackle crime, and I'm encouraged by the steps we are taking locally and at a state level. Michael Healy goes on to say, we've committed to more boots on the ground. In terms of police personnel, well, yep, that's great. Again, it's not just a policing matter. He's also saying here that they're updating those police facilities in Cairns and Cairns West. Yes, great. More police action. That's great. What about the courts, Michael? What about rehabilitating some of these hardcore offenders? That's what we need action on. And we are only talking about a fairly small handful, fairly small group of offenders who repeat these offences over and over again. That is our problem. What are we doing on those hardcore offenders? Not a lot of answers in terms of that from Michael Healy. What he's saying here, that it remains the Palaszczuk government's commitment to work with at-risk youths and start intervention programs from an early age. Look, once again, that is great. That's great to hear. It's absolutely necessary. Get to those kids before they become hardcore. What I'm not seeing here in this response from Michael Healy, in fact, what I'm not seeing at all from this state government, what are they doing for the hardcore offenders? They are the ones committing the absolute bulk of these crimes. So, look, fantastic you want to get to these kids early. That is very necessary. That's a part of the puzzle. But it does not address what's happening to these kids. All they do is go to Cleveland Youth Detention Center, and it's a revolving door. It's a bloody holiday camp for these kids. The kids know that. We all know that as community members. And surely the government and the bureaucracy know that as well. Look, other bits and pieces that Michael Healy is talking about here. He's talking about, they've got some Queensland government helicopters and four fixed-wing aircraft available for police operations. Doesn't talk about the fact that there are also hiring these private companies, these private helicopters as well. And that's what I was keen to find out. What is the cost? What's the cost to us? Because we pay for it. We pay for it in our taxes. So look, a lot remains to be said, I think, from the government about what they're doing. We had that thought bubble from Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk early in the week, really just a bit of a out of the blue bombshell, saying that the government is considering building a youth detention centre in Cairns. Look, that's welcomed. I'm sure that's necessary, probably because Cleveland down near Townsville is full to bursting at the seams. But again, it doesn't address what's happening inside these youth detention centres. That's where we've got to do more to try and turn these kids around. And once again, I reiterate the call, as we covered on last week's show with Katter Australia Party's leader, Robbie Katter. They must consider doing some kind of remote bush camp, or bush camps, plural. Because look at what's happening around the world. Find some good examples. Find the best practice in these remote bush camps or boot camps, whatever you want to call them. Work out a model that fits for us in North Queensland and get these kids out of the city environment, out of that revolving door in these detention centres, and get them out bush for however long it takes. Surely that is our best way of turning these very, very hardcore repeat offenders around, because at the moment what we've been doing for years and years is not working. We know that now, and certainly those crime stats, over 1,000 cars stolen, surely that tells us all we need to know, that we need to do things differently. Would love to get your thoughts on this topic. Email me, gavin.king@4ca.com.au, or join the discussion at the 4CA Facebook page.